Hello, Milifi. Welcome back to Wholesome Journey, a podcast dedicated to exploring the little things that make life beautiful. I'm Keke Grobelaar, and I am so happy that you are here. Lifis, in today's episode, we are continuing with what we started, or what I started rather, my journey, my wholesome journey. So previously, I mentioned a little bit about how Wholesome Journey came about and what inspired it. So just to add on to that, I wanted to extend that conversation a bit more and just get into the other side of it, the emotional side of it. Because I had mentioned that, you know, my life changed and we, you know, were part of this religion and, you know, all of that caused some confusion and, you know, but I also mentioned that we had lost a very big part of our lives as a family. But I wanted to talk about grief. I know that, you know, it is a sensitive topic because it means sadness. It means, you know, brokenness and loss. But it is a journey, and unfortunately, you know, it's one of life's really tough journeys that anybody could ever embark on. So that's what I wanted to get into today. My grief journey rather started in the year 2021 with the COVID pandemic. It's COVID-19, but obviously it spilled over. So, yeah, we as a family, we lost a really big part of our lives. My siblings and I, we lost our father, my mom lost her husband, her friend. It's just such a big loss that I can't really put it into words. What added to that is that it happened during a time when people around us, near and, you know, in general, just around us, were also losing their loved ones. And, you know, once that started happening, it built a fear of, oh my word, I pray that doesn't happen to me or it doesn't happen to us. And, you know, it was a huge fear for a while. So nothing could have prepared us for that. Absolutely nothing could have prepared us for what we were about to face. And yeah, those were really tough moments for us in our lives. I say us because I'm just thinking about my siblings and my mom, and obviously extended relatives who were deeply affected by this, and friends. But it really did change me. I'll speak for myself now. Most of the time, you'll hear people say, a part of me died when I lost a certain person. So it's not something that is light or easy to talk about, but talking about it is actually part of the healing process or the healing journey. So on my part, one thing that I really struggled with during the early stages of grief was I battled a lot with my identity. You know, initially I had it identified as a daddy's girl. You know, I come from this loving home with two loving parents, siblings. I'm an only girl, you know, so that's who I was. And I was happy and almost carefree because I knew that I had everyone who was important to me around me, you know. And so what happened during that loss was this big shift in identity, in my sense of being, just shifted. It really did come as a shock. It was very sudden. And I think that period, that whole pandemic period, was just so draining emotionally because a lot of people lost their loved ones and it was just a horrible time. But to be able to sit here today and speak about it, to me, is a big step because it means I have done a whole lot of healing, and it's a proud moment because I mean, my dad and I were so close. We were extremely close. And I understand that it's not just me who lost a father, my siblings. My mom lost her husband, her friend, you know, her everything basically. But going through that journey with my family is actually what helped me to heal. Because of the fact that grief doesn't really go away, one just merely learns to live with it. We really did step in and step up for each other. And you know, in families, other family members, their grief is delayed because they take on the role of supporting the other members who are kind of in need at that time. My mom, she did exactly that for us. She really stepped in and stepped up for us in a way that I will forever be grateful for. You know, moms are so special. Oh man, I don't think we would have been able to navigate this grief journey if my mom didn't step in as she did, you know. So with her help, we were able to really just go through the emotions and to feel the feels, knowing that she's there to comfort us. And you know, with all the different stages, man, it's not linear, hey? You go through those stages at different points. The shock can come after the denial, and then after that you get angry, and so it's a whole messy journey. And being patient for each other and just being there for each other is what helped us as a family to cope. And I'll forever be grateful for the part that my siblings played and my mom, just in the healing journey. And the whole point of being patient with each other is very important because we all grieve differently. It looks different for each of us. And because it looks so different for each and every one of us, it's important to seek out the necessary help in order to avoid self-destructive behavior, because like I say, people grieve differently, and if not careful, one might end up going in a downward spiral, and that's the last thing that should happen. I'm very grateful that my mom helped us through the process of, you know, getting counseling, therapy. We all had different sessions because our needs were different, and so we were able to grieve in a way that fit us and that was healing to us. So I think that it's very important to not rush and to not be judgmental during that time, because it is a very fragile period, and all that a person really needs, along with many other things, but the thing that a person who's grieving needs the most is support, love, and comfort. You know, those are the things that helped me get through it and that helped my siblings get through it, as well as my mom. You know, when it was her turn to, you know, really feel her feelings, we were there for her because she was there for us. And because we already have the connection, this deep connection to the person we lost, to an extent, we understood the magnitude of the loss, only to an extent, because it's different for each of us, even though we were all related, closely related to Dad like that. So yeah, lots and lots of love and support and gentleness, kindness. That's what really helped me get through it. As I said, I'll only speak for myself in detail, but I'm sure that my siblings, my mom, can also relate in some ways. I'm also really grateful to the people who were there for me, the relatives, the friends. It was such a dark time that some of the comforting words that, you know, I received, I don't even remember. I don't even remember what my friend said to me. I don't remember what anyone said, really. All I remember is that I felt comforted. So how I was made to feel is what helped me heal. And also turning to God during those very difficult moments is what helped me. Even when I was feeling, even on my good days, I would always turn to God and just ask Him to guide me and be there for my family and to just help us heal, you know. And there's a scripture that I would always go to. It's my go-to even to this day. And it's found in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. I want to read it. It reads, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous hand." And this scripture really carried me through very dark moments, and my faith is unshakable. I know that I need to keep working on it, so I'm not being boastful and saying I will never fall, but I am just expressing confidence in God. He really helped us through this, you know, that very difficult journey. And He continues to help us today because I still turn to Him. I still turn to Him for help. I'm His little girl. And it's amazing to know that I will always have a father, even if not physically in flesh, but my Creator, my Father, will never forsake me. Another thing that helped me was I quickly got back into my routine. Well, not quickly, I didn't force myself into a routine, but I just let things move gradually, and I found myself back in my work routine in no time. And that really helped me to just not dwell in the sadness and not sit with the sadness, you know, in a prolonged manner, because sometimes that it can break you. I'm not saying don't sit with it, but also remember to, you know, take care of yourself through, you know, that period. And I think for me, this is what worked for me. Getting back into the routine of just being busy with work and focusing on things that keep me sane is exactly what I needed, and that's what helped me to navigate my grief. It's amazing how pain can change a person from being this witty, carefree girl to now becoming this woman who you know, stands on her own two feet, who's, you know, always on the lookout, who's extra cautious and who's vigilant now. As a part of me, that carefree part of me became so aware, you know, I was on guard. And I think that most daddy's girls will relate. When you have your dad, everything's fine, or you know that, you know what, everything's going to work out. It doesn't matter what's happening right now. Dad is going to make sure that it's sorted. It's important to pray for your loved ones. Continue to pray for your fathers. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Just pray for the people around you. It's important. And be kind. Be kind to people because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know how much pain they carry. So you wouldn't want to add on unnecessary pain or unnecessary frustrations onto people. I was talking to my husband the other day, and we were just talking about what a blessing it is to still have both parents. And, you know, I said to him, you know what, I pray for them. I pray that they live, you know, a long life. I pray that they live healthy lives, you know. I pray that God protects them because it is a blessing to have your parents. It's an amazing blessing. And so count yourself blessed if you still have both parents, even if you just have the one. I found that losing dad created a bond with my mom that, you know, became even stronger. It brought us even closer, not just my mom, but with my siblings as well. We became one. We became a unit that became tighter than it was before. It's important that you remember to show your loved ones that you love them while they're still here, because you never know. You never know. And I mean, yeah, it's tough. Some days are better than others, but it's tough. So yeah, that's my journey in a nutshell. Sure, there's so much to it, but this is the gist of it. God as the center of it all, family, and appreciating your people while they are still alive, and just remembering those who have left us, because the love will always be there. If you're never gonna stop loving the person, then the grief is also most probably never going to end. You just learn to live with it. And yeah, such is life. But God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. That's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching till this far. I hope that you guys will subscribe. I'm happy to announce that our podcast is now available on multiple platforms. So be sure to check us out on any of the available platforms and do enjoy. I will see you guys next time.